You ready? Let's go. I wanna hear some new soul, so I had to check. Pushing soul with DJ D, Poison Hef. They play that classic R&B, that's the kind I like. I play it every time I wanna get in the vibe, okay. Yeah, even play some funk, that's the style I want. Indie R&B too, you know how the crew do. Hey, talking and mixing and steady on the road. DJ D, Poison Hef, and this is Pushing Soul.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What do he be saying?
This is a story about the dog.
You know, I didn't know we were going because I just had this ear for one. This ear is even on. I was here talking. Oh, you're talking. Oh, shit. Hey, welcome, welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. To
Pushing
Soul. Got the dog in me.
Yeah.
Pushing
about the dog.
Pushing Soul.
Bow Wow.
Did he finally retire, man?
Who?
George Clinton.
George will never retire. Funk is in his life.
Funk is his life. Well, last I heard, he was broke, and that's why he was touring and stuff so much. So maybe he got enough money now that he could chill, retire.
Yeah, retire.
Because he sold all his rights away to all that music.
Yeah, he sold all his stuff, man. Artists, don't sell your stuff, man. Keep your stuff. Go always have a payday. Don't go for the quick cash sometimes. Go for the long ball.
You're up for the long haul.
Go for it.
Well, I know a lot of people say the same thing. Where y'all been? You know. It's almost that time. I would say I would do a Christmas mix, but Christmas in the mix don't really make me, you know, because Christmas music be all slow. And people always want to hear the whole song.
Obviously, I wonder if I'm slow today. You kept cutting them all off. Some good Christmas music today.
Oh.
But it's that time of year. It's that time of year. But what you're gonna have tonight though on this mix show here is you still have good music regardless. So don't matter if it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Feliz Navidad.
Huh?
Your music is going to be music is music. So we don't really need a mix show when it comes to Christmas. We just, like I said, you just need the whole show where you just be able to hear the whole song. Yeah, I see what you mean by that. But I know you got some great mixes out there, and I do have a controversial story when we get back about another designer doing some foul stuff. Oh man, we gotta check these designers. We can't let them off the hook for doing some insensitive things. We can't let them off the hook. Shout out to everybody that listened to us. If y'all want to chime in, hey, come over to my Instagram page at Hef Chulo on IG, and let's talk.
How you spell it?
HEFCHULO. Just that simple. Hef Chulo on IG. Follow me. I follow you. Hey, let's talk. Hit me up in my inbox. Let's talk. Let's know what you want to put on your mind. Your thoughts. Uh oh, the bell's ringing. It's time to get back to that music. JD Points, it's your time. Be right back after here. Pushing Soul.
Pushing Soul, the mixtape.
Pushing Soul, the mixtape.
We'll be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs. house dog, street dog. Dog of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind of dog, funky dog.
I'm is Pushin' Soul Radio.
You tell me I can trust you. Don't lie, I could really use it.
Everybody need love, even niggas like me.
You tell me I could trust you. And I could really use it. So much I wanna talk about, but I ain't got no one to talk. I'm always trying to work it out, but somehow it always falls through. And I know that I get rough, but I just wanna feel love sometimes.
You ain't true to rhyme and you can't feel shit.
You told me I could trust you.
Stay 10 toes for a nigga.
Don't lie,
I ain't running game on you.
Hood fame, everybody know my name when I come through. But don't nobody screaming like you. I was having visions with you, doing things, switching lanes in a Beamer with you. And swimming in deep water, save me from my sorrow. Swimming in deep, just some pieces all I need. So why can't I give that for free?
You
tell me I can trust you. Don't lie,
I ain't running
game. I could really use it.
Stay 10 toes for a nigga.
I could use your life. You tell me I can trust you.
Stay 10 toes for a nigga.
I could really use it.
Stay 10 toes for a nigga. Stay 10 toes for a nigga.
Tell me I can trust you.
Stay 10 toes for a nigga.
Don't lie.
This is Pushin' Soul Radio.
I hear that you get them calls on your phone. Say to leave me alone. They be checking on my Twitter, think they know me to go. Every day she posts and they think that it's you. They don't know about the shit that we do. You know I'm fucking crazy. Fucking around, that I can't settle down. Say I'm heartbroken, bitter, they don't know what we found. But every time I go out, swear I be drunk. They don't know about the shit we be on. You know I'm fucking crazy, you know you drive me crazy. Play with niggas. So why the hell you think I'm playing with you? Got the world, I'ma change it with you. It's a good reason why I'm staying with you. Yeah, my mama love you, but these hoes don't. Cause they always tell you what your bros don't. That shit gon' leave your ass when you know I won't. No, I won't like, baby. I ain't even gotta say. Why you care what they saying? That's bad vibes, just saying. And I don't need that one. I'm laying whole way. Chill, baby, I'm just playing. You can't trust everybody, baby. Keep them guessing, waiting till I leak a statement. They just want attention, I ain't trying to pay.
I don't just say what them people say. They don't know about you and me. Put it on your mind, cause it's jealousy. They don't know about us, babe. But don't listen to what them people say. They don't know about you and me. Put it on your mind, cause it's jealousy. They don't know about us, babe.
gotta know your ex's name. Cause if it just so happens that you turn around and ask me, I think you might feel some type of way. I dodge dick on the daily.
Funny how you think I need you, but honestly, I don't need anything. Look what you see, you can look, but I won't let you touch up on anything. I'm independent, I'm so sufficient, and I don't need a wedding ring. You think you made me? You're funny, you know that. You're funny, boy. You a bird by a woman. Show some fucking respect. I like you much better when you shut up and get down. Down, know you'll need love. I'm a 10 out of 10. Got you saying amen. Catch me dodging that dick again.
And again, and again.
We don't need.
This ain't Wakanda.
Oh, Wakanda.
And you know I seen the women that was in that movie, and they look nothing like that. They all have really long, beautiful hair. It's like, dang, weird. How long ago was this since y'all shot that movie? Cause y'all's hair grew back long.
Yeah, wigs.
Even if you even if you put a weave in it, it's still, this hair is long. I think these women got natural hair.
Okay.
So
kinda
they're gonna have to shave it again for part two.
Yeah. Wow. But I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little, so you like a girl, what if you had like a Halle Berry cut? Halle wears a short hair.
Well, that was the 90s, so. Halle Berry still got a short cut.
I think she still got, I don't know. But what she had that short cut like that? Would that be okay for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I was a pimp, just, that wouldn't work because my hair would be long like that.
Not just the Wakanda. She just can't have the Wakanda.
There are wigs out there that you could get.
Oh, God. Okay, you hear that, women? Du Bois. Well, he's a taken man anyway. His wife got long, flowing hair. Natural hair that runs all the way down her back. That's what he's about.
I knew what I was doing.
Hey, but okay, so let's talk about this story real quick. You know, remember a few weeks ago I brought up what Dolce & Gabbana did when he was in Japan? No, in China. China. Talk about the people. Like I said, just a few weeks ago, Dolce & Gabbana released a sexiest and racist eating with chopstick ad. And now Prada, which I know my ex, you know, she was a big contributor to Prada's bottom line. And I know a lot of black folks that are Prada buyers and Prada seekers. Prada is the latest high fashion brand to be shamed. Not be shamed, but to be talked about for poor judgment in their latest collection. So this is their latest collection. It depicts a monkey figurine, right?
Huh?
It depicts a monkey figurine, right?
Okay.
With enlarged red lips. Resembling the awful depiction of blackface and little black Sambo character. From that racist stereotype in what 1899. And a serious amount of black folks saw this and took to social media, Fashion House, with one user writing, "I can't wear your product anymore. Everything Prada I owe is being sold or given away. It's going in the trash. You can't do this to us." And with others adding that part. And this is what Tornell said. It says, at Prada, "Seems to think this is some kind of mystery or new invention. Hate to break it to you guys. This ain't the future or the past.
This is
the
real.
Present. This is real."
This is what Kanye was talking about. This is why he couldn't get into the industry, because this is the only industry left that us as African Americans ain't really been able to jump into and be as profitable as the white counterparts. Or, you know what I mean? We do have our own clothing lines, but they're nothing as successful as a Prada or a Gucci or... You know what I mean?
But see, that's where we sell at. But what makes Gucci Prada? What makes Gucci popular? What makes Nike Air popular? What makes Prada popular? What makes Dolce & Gabbana popular? What makes these companies profitable? I mean, popular. The culture. Our culture make them popular.
The black culture?
The black culture makes them popular.
So,
and case in point.
Stop wearing this stuff, it's not going to do
it. Stop wearing this stuff, this stuff will go dead. The stuff will be null and void. We take our body, we take our imagery out of their stuff, out of their clothing. It's no longer cool. That's why you never hear about a colonizer being signed to a big shoe deal. You know what I'm saying? You hear like you know, they will say Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of them all. What's his shoe deal?
He got a shoe deal?
No. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with this? Rappers got shoe deals. Jay came into the industry and said, hey, I need a shoe deal. And got his first shoe deal. What was it? Pony or Puma? Puma. Well, Puma. And then Puma started tripping.
Reebok.
Got his first shoe deal with Reebok. Reebok started tripping, you know, because Jay made Reebok a lot of money. Guess what happened after that? Jay might forget this. Well, not Jay did they forget this. His business partner said, oh, forget this. Y'all tripping? We deserve more. And what he started doing, he just bought a whole nother shoe line. Kids. And then started doing his own shoes. So.
Same for Run DMC.
They were
supporting Adidas, and now.
No one wasn't wearing Adidas back then.
No.
It made them popular. You see what I'm saying? We make the clothing popular. So, how to get rid of these fashion people that do stuff like this, that do a blackface, that do the symbol, that do a symbol of slavery when it comes to a black folk? Just stop wearing their ish. Stop wearing it.
Hefe Farrakhan today for that.
Stop wearing
for that sermon.
Stop wearing Stop wearing it.
How's your Uncle Farrakhan doing?
Oh, he's still preaching.
You just dropped a whole black sermon on us, you know.
at Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm just saying, you know, stop. These, and they were trying to say, the funny thing is, Project was trying to say, oh, we didn't mean to offend nobody. Come on, a monkey, big red black lips, big red lips. You didn't mean to offend nobody. I'm pretty sure you should have at least one black person on your panel. Like, I don't think this gonna work out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, goodness.
Stop wearing it. The thing is, that's one thing I told one of my colonizer friends. I said, white folks do not have the right to say no more what's fashion and what's not fashion. We dictate that. We dictate fashion. Because if we wear it, why? Because it looks cool. Looks good. Guess what? Somebody else want it. And they can make it. And then the funny thing is, I just think about, you know, like Gucci Mane. You know how much money Gucci Mane has made Gucci? And he's not reaping none of the benefits?
He don't want that black man representing his clothing line.
As much money as Gucci Mane made Gucci. That's all he wears, Gucci. I'm just saying. Stop buying. Stop buying. We don't take a dollar. We can take the most plain Jane stuff and we can make it hot. That's why Tom Brady don't got a shoe line. That's all I got to say. So I just had to share that with y'all.
Okay. And that was your sermon for today. I guess we'll be back with more. I'm confused a little bit, but okay. This is the pro-black show. pro-black mix show.
No, it's not pro-black. It's pro-human. It's pro-human show. So I don't think y'all, it's not pro-black. For them to say things wrong about China, and we say it's wrong about that, but for them to say something wrong about us, and we don't speak up for ourselves. We just as guilty as them doing it. So we got a voice, we got to speak. Get back to the world with this music. Be back right after this.
Till I'm inside, BB to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside, yeah.
Pick up the pace, my hand on the waist. Thinking about it for some days, I'm on the way. I hop in the race, speeding race into a place. Hit that on my face, she staying there for days. So good, I don't need a plate. I love how she tastes, you don't fuck with no lames. That's why she stay in a place, On this side, legs up like a peace sign. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. BB to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. Oh, I ain't sure where you are. Never cared enough. On my way to pick you up. Be ready when I pull up, babe. I don't wanna have to rush. We make enough. Let me know if it ain't too much. Won't stop. Legs up like a peace sign. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside. BB to the sunrise. All up in the hair like a hair tie. Two cups down, got a tongue tied. Can't wait till I'm inside.
Evolution giving me the skills that I don't need. And these pills that I think I need. I feel like a wild woman. Living in a violence that ain't my environment. Not just me.
Fuck the topic. stop that acting like you know me. Talking about my old friends like we home. I get it how I live and they don't know me. Talking about some old shit like you know me. Like you know me, nigga, you don't know me. Talking about my old bitch like you know me. You don't know me, nigga, we ain't homies, no, no. Are you for real, 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 real? See what's the deal, deal, deal. See you need the backup. Back up, give me space, I need to stack up. Get my racks up, you a non-fucking factor. I done passed ya, I done came a long way since the X Factor. Hey, where were you when we was broke? Eating ramen noodles from the corner store. I ain't even see you when shit was low. So don't you try to act like you really know. Fuck the topic, why you on? Stop that acting like you know me. Talking about my old friends like we home. Get a high living, they don't know me. Talking about some old shit like you know me. Like you know me, nigga, you don't know me. Talking about my old bitch like you know me. You don't know me, nigga, we ain't homies, no, no.
What's up with these clown ass niggas? Got the bag, so you try to come around, ass nigga. Tryna show me that you down, ass nigga. Only thing down, my 10 toes to the ground, my nigga.
R&B, soul, and neo soul in the mix. This is Pushing Soul.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
R&B, soul, and neo soul in the mix. This is Pushing Soul.
Look at here. That's what it's gonna be. Have everything I need around my sober Christmas tree. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I love you. Got my baby, my best love.
Good God, I got plenty of. Would you believe I've got peace of mind, and I'll be grooving at Christmas time. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hope you have a good cheer. Sweet melody, I'm a lucky so-and-so. The bell's gonna ring for me. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of my fans. Have good cheer. I love you, I love you. Won't take nobody else. I can't stand myself.
That I feel in blue. Christmas only comes me bring you joy. Let me bring you cheer. Think of all the things should be grateful of. Here's another year that you should show love. Family reunions all around the world. I wish Merry Christmas to all you boys and girls. It's Christmas again, yeah. It's only one time a year. Ooh, yeah. Snowflakes are falling on the ground. Christmas trees are lit, I hear those Christmas sounds. Lovers are snuggled by the fireplace, exchanging gifts with a smile on their face.
Why can't Christmas be every day? Why can't we share love every way? Oh, why does it just come once a year?
I wish you could love, and cheer.
Christmas again.
Oh, yes. It happens one time a year.
So you got.
I know we went another direction, but man, it's almost that time of the year. You got to be happy. Would you rather me play Don't Worry, Be Happy, or would you rather have me do acapella? Which ain't that acapella anyway?
Yeah, that was acapella. Yeah.
So, we got about four. I know you got some final thoughts, Brother Farrick. Brother Farrakhan.
Well, I'm going a different route because, you know, I talk about my second favorite subject. First favorite subject is always talk about black folks. My first favorite subject. My second favorite subject is talk about big booties. But okay. So I see what you mean. Kia?
Huh?
My neck, my back.
Kaya?
Yeah. I didn't know she was underneath the knife to get her body changed. Yeah. So
when was this?
This was recently.
Didn't like the way her body was?
No, she didn't like the way her body was. So she got her tummy tucked, smaller waist, and a badonkadonk.
She already had one.
Nah, not like now.
Oh, my goodness. This is probably like so out of control.
But yeah. So she went underneath the knife and... I thought you was talking about that story.
No.
And I just came across that story.
This is recently?
Yeah, this is recently.
Why, Kaya?
But yeah, they said, you know.
Oh, God.
She got her body enhanced.
Oh, gosh. Kaya. It looked like her hair is really long now. But we know what that's about. Holy moly.
Yeah, so, Kite.
Did you just clap?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just coming from with black people in plastic surgery after what happened to Kanye's mom. It kind of make you, you know what I mean? And I'm not riding with that stuff too well, but I have a actually we may have a guest that does facial reduction where you get things done to your face where your face, like the fat can be taken out of your face or your face can be smaller. It's similar to facelift, but it's not. It's like you use like a laser and you do several treatments. And Sunshine has a video of it that she's going to be putting out. And you know, she's going to probably do an interview with this lady who did the procedures. And she has to go for several procedures. And this is like, that's a lot. The cost of beauty, man. Sometimes it's too much. I that's just my opinion. I mean, what was wrong with Kaya? You was thick. Why'd you want to?
I think she wanted her thickness to be trimmed down. You know, so she took out the stomach and
rather than just work out.
And she got.
What good is that gonna be if you're just gonna eat the same?
Well, she probably don't eat the same. That's probably why she's able to trim.
I get it if you've been working out and the weight is just stubborn and don't want to come off. I get it, but when people don't try, all it's gonna do is come right back or come in a different spot that you had reduced. If you don't, I mean, even when you get surgery, you have to change your.
But she wasn't going to grow a butt though, bro.
She didn't have one.
She was not like she got right now. She wasn't going to grow that. That, you know, that comes from genetics. If you haven't got it by the time you were a teenager, you wasn't going to have it later on. So.
Unless you buy it.
Unless you get black ties, but that's besides that.
Unless you get what? Baptized?
Black ties.
What is black ties?
I'll explain to you later. Yeah, my colonizer women don't understand that part.
Okay. Well, we got to go.
Oh, hey, follow me on social media. That's Half Chulo on IG. Half Chulo on IG. DJ DePoise, how can they follow you?
At DJ DEEPOISE on everything on social media. Follow.
And also, Hustle Brand ENT. Hustle Brand ENT on IG, too. Follow our shows. Check out Push and Soul. And also, get this mixtape. Go to our podcast, go to any podcast format, download this show. Let us know that you love us.
You.
Till next week.
We out.
Peace.